You're listening to Audrey Staton on The Hope
with Audrey Show Weekly to share the encouraging word of the Lord.
Hi, everyone. This is Audrey, and I'm here every 2 weeks approximately sharing the encouraging word of the Lord. Today, I would like to share about faith and having faith in who God is. God loves us so much, and he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God wants us to accept Jesus into our heart and be forgiven of our sins. We can't do that without him. He wants us to have faith in him and faith in his power and his presence. Jesus loves you so much, and he doesn't want anyone to perish but to have eternal life. Faith without God is very scary, because we can have faith in ourselves, in our ministries, in our family, in our friends, but if you don't have faith in Jesus, you end up in hell. And God doesn't want anyone to perish, but all to have eternal life. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and those who come to him must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, and faith without works by itself is destitute of power. The Lord wants us to have that power and strength through Jesus. I'm working with trauma coaching clients, and I have a few clients that were able to wean themselves off medication with the help of the psychiatrist because of faith in God. Jesus is the one that does it. He got me off of antidepressants after many years of taking it, and having faith will heal you, deliver you, set you free of all trauma, of all pain and sickness. You know, he wants us to have supernatural faith in him. And there's power in faith. Faith is actually a weapon against the enemy, because when you know your calling, you and you know your destiny, nothing can stop it. You know, Jezebel comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil, he comes dressed in evil spirits that look good, and it's Jezebel. Jezebel wants us to just turn to her. It's actually could be either a man or a woman to come to deceive us and to bring us to hell. And Jezebel's very cunning. But as a strong believer, as an Elijah, Jehu's men and women of God, we have to rise up and defeat the enemy. You know, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life and life more abundantly. God wants us to have that supernatural faith to move mountains. Okay? And whatever is not a faith is sin. So if we're living in doubt and worry, discouragement, not living right with God, we're in sin, and sin brings us to hell, and we don't know when our last day is. So we want to know that we are sealed with him. You know, if you really love the Lord, you're not going to willfully sin. And that's why it's, you know, it's very important to really have that strong conviction with the Lord. We all fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So, you know, we're all going to sin and fall short. But we don't live there. We don't keep our lives there because we don't know when our last day is. And it's scary. But God is so merciful and he's so gracious. But any day could be our last day. And whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown in the sea, and does not doubt it all in his heart, but believes what he says will take place, it will be done for him. And if we have faith that's strong enough, that we're going to know that God, you know, is going to come through for us. And he's going to make a way where there's no way. So we have to rebuke Jezebel. We have to live in faith, not fear. You know, the Bible says, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Sufficient is each day for its own trouble. He doesn't want us worrying about tomorrow. He gives us manna from heaven for today. You know, he provides all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Right now I'm saving for a house, so I'm living pretty much by faith. So every, you know, it's not like I have all these things that I want, because, you know, you have to, you know, use wisdom with money as well. So you have to, you know, use wisely and just trust God for everything. He says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil, for bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. You know, we need to live by faith, not by sight. We need to know that he's always going to come through for us, even if we don't have everything. Faith in God is more than enough, and he blesses us. You know, I've been healed of trauma. I'm helping others get healed of trauma, and even wean off medications, and there's so much more freedom in their lives. I'm getting testimonies all the time from people that they are really, really overcoming trauma with EMDR, inner healing and deliverance. I have many tools and techniques. By faith, the Lord told me to write a book. It's called Hope and Healing, Tools to Have Peace in the Eye of the Storm. And you can get that book on Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com. And God wants to live in peace and supernatural peace and to be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, we make our requests known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He wants us to live in his supernatural peace. We have to draw near with a true heart of full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with patience. And he wants us to know that we hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And that's in Hebrews 10:22. So he wants us to draw near to him and have all our hope and our faith in him, because he'll never leave us or forsake us. He'll never let us down. We need to have our hope in God. On Monday, I'm doing a Facebook Live. I was invited several times to different podcasts or broadcasts, and I usually say no, but there's a really awesome apostle that asked me to know that we get our help and our hope from the Lord, and that he's the only one that's going to give us that help. We can't look to man or woman. We need to look to Jesus, because he's going to do it. We need to bind Jezebel. So right now, in the name of Jesus, the Lord just told me to bind Jezebel. Jezebel, get out of our lives. I rebuke you. Get out right now in Jesus' name. I command you out of our lives and go to hell or repent. I see these people right now that are watching or listening, and I hear the Lord say, repent. Turn to God, because witches and warlocks, they have the worst place in the fire. And God doesn't want you going there. Satan's not going to bring you to heaven. You're not going to get all these things that you think. I'm sorry, I get a lot of calls. But you're not going to get all the things that you think you're getting. You're going to end up in the worst places in hell. I put up today on my timeline, it's a divine revelation of hell. And she talks about that there's worse places in hell for people who once believed but turned away. And it's a scary place. They have the worst punishment in hell, and it's scary. You don't want to go there. So please repent and turn from that Jezebel spirit. Repent of the Jezebel spirit. Repent of cursing God's anointed. That you'll be getting like knives in you all day long in fire. It's true fire, the hottest fire, day and night. It's a scary place. You don't want to go there. So if you have faith in God and turn from your wicked ways, you'll go to heaven. So right now, say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of unrighteousness. I know that I've turned away from you, and only through you I can have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. You know, people love the darkness. They didn't want to come into the light because their actions were evil. But God wants us to turn to him today. He doesn't want us living in the darkness. He wants us turning. So if you just accepted him, or if you choose to accept him now, give me a call or go on my website, abministry.com. abministry.com. I've been having small Bible studies and baptizing people in my pool, so I can do that with you. Give me a call if you're in my area. Otherwise, I could do it over the phone with you. If you want discipleship, I'm here for you. You know, God wants you to turn from your wicked ways by faith. And faith, if you have faith as much as a mustard seed, you could speak to any mountain and say, move from here to yonder place, and nothing is impossible for you. So thank you for listening. This was a short broadcast. If you need trauma coaching, because it says be anxious, the Bible says be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your request known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So God wants you to turn today, get trauma coaching, live by faith, not by sight, and know that he is the way to breakthrough. And faith is a weapon against the enemy. Once we have faith, there's nothing that can stop what God has for you. You don't have to do works and strive, and you know, those are dead works that you have no credit in heaven, and it gets you nowhere except going around the mountain again. only do the works that God tells you to do, not man's works, but God's works. So be led by the Spirit, and by reading the Word every day, spending time in His presence, hearing His voice. He says His sheep hear His voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So listen to God today and turn to Him. I have a few more clients that I'm going to be doing with trauma coaching today, so that's why I'm getting off early. But if you need a trauma coach or a life coach, I've been helping people set goals. Say, you know, come to my website, abministry.com, or connect with me on Facebook. I love you. God bless you, and have a great day.